we're taking advantage of artificial intelligence to process much faster the information than you would by having somebody trying to do it manually. You know, these are satellite images that are 25 square kilometers, so they are huge. And if you want to enhance and identify vehicles in that enormous image in a relatively short amount of time, a human cannot do it. So we're allowing the artificial intelligence first to enhance the image to a degree that is enough so that it can also count the vehicles in the queue.
Okay.
If we have an extreme queue starting today, we order the picture tomorrow, that queue is going to continue most likely the next day. Because we're talking about queues of 18 hours, which you can imagine those are really bad for the cost of goods, right? When you have an avocado truck that is waiting 18 hours to cross the border, it's having impact because the avocados may not make it fresh, you know, to the shelves.
Right. You could lose a great deal of time and therefore lose a great deal of money just in the value of the, for instance, produce that you're shipping across.
That is correct. And so the important part here is that it's not so much that today we cannot do it in real time. It is that very soon we will be able to do it in real time and we will have the tools to do it. So right now what we're doing is developing those tools so that tomorrow, in the next couple of years, we're able to actually do that in a much shorter time, maybe in real time.
You're developing the tools now and you're just waiting for the technology to catch up.
Exactly.